You are listening to the audio podcast of Gethsemane Baptist Church, located in Long Beach, California, pastored by Eli Reynolds.
Third John, thank you for that song, ladies. Third John this evening, please. Go backwards from Revelation and you'll hit it real quick. Tonight, I know we've had a lengthier service already, so I plan on a shorter message this evening. But I want to be a help and speak tonight, not just to the parents who a moment ago stood up here, but there's also thoughts in this for everyone here tonight. But the book of 3 John, this probably will not shock you, but it was written by John. Of course, the beloved apostle there, the one that was called that, wrote this book towards the end of his life around A.D. 90. So he had been towards the end of his ministry now, and looking back, he is able to say a couple things. I want you to look at 3 John, verse 1. The Bible says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I'd like to pray and we'll jump right in. Father, tonight, would you bless this message? Speaking about no greater joy, I pray that you'd help us to get some thoughts tonight that would be a blessing. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I'd like to focus tonight on verse 4 for a moment, where the Apostle John said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Now, I believe this could be said of several people. I believe this verse could be quoted by pastors to say that we have no greater joy than to hear that our children walk in truth. Now, it's not necessarily talking here. John's not talking to his actual children. He's talking to a man that he had led to the Lord, a son in the faith, so to speak. And that's the main interpretation here. Here's a man saying, hey, because of me, I gave you the truth. You trusted Christ, so you are my son in the faith, much like Timothy was Paul's son in the faith. So he was a convert there, and John said, I love hearing that you're walking in the truth, that you're doing right. See, as a pastor, it thrills my heart to see people that I've led the Lord still in church. You know, as thinking about the teenagers that I have preached to for years, I'm still a youth pastor for almost 13 years now. And to see teens that maybe graduated, and then they left, but they come back, and they're here. Or they're somewhere else serving God. That thrills my heart. I'm thrilled that you still serve God and that you're still here. After you hear me preach, you still come back. And I'm thankful for that. I had the opportunity, we had Melissa Newton, and of course we've supported them as missionaries in our past missions conference, her and her husband Charles. They're going to Africa. And they came here, and Melissa, when I was a senior in college, I got to intern at my father-in-law's church in Napa. And I went up there and I taught junior church, and I put everything I had in that junior church. I loved it. And I don't even remember if it was fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. Was it all three? Do you remember? Third through sixth, okay. And I loved it. I had a big class every week. I mean, we played games. We did all this stuff. I loved that class. We were bus captains. I taught the teen boys. I was in the choir. I was basically a servant without pay, you know, that sort of thing for Pastor Ray. But it was great. And it was like Jacob working 7 years for, you know, his wife, and I worked one for my wife, so I don't know. Anyway, I remember Melissa Cortez being in that junior church. I remember her as a third grader sitting in that junior church. And you know, I'm her junior church. I'm not her pastor. I'm not her parents, you know. But to see kids like that grow up and go off and serve God, and to know that maybe I had a small part in their life. And I thought to myself when she came here, I thought, man, she's not even going to remember me. You know, from when she was third grade, fourth grade, I was a young college student, skinny, long time ago, and in college, and she came here and she said, I was speaking with her, and she said, Pastor Reynolds, I credit many people, a couple people with the fact that my family's in church. I was like, good. And she said, and I always credit you as one of them. And I thought, wait, what? And she said, my family, no one knew. My family was going through some tough times. But I told my family every week, I've got to get to junior church. I've got to be there. I love my class so much. And I tell you, to me, I was like, thank God. I thought it was so neat that I was able to be a part, a small part, a minuscule part, but I was able to be a part to hear that someone that I cared about or invested in is walking in the truth. I think this verse could not only be said of pastors, but soul winners in general. It's such a joy to see someone that you lead to Christ personally remain in the truth. And soul winners, man, encourage you, please follow up on your children. You lead somebody to Christ out on the street, follow up with them. We don't give birth and just leave the baby in the hospital. No, once you see someone say they're a new person in Christ, a new creature in Christ, go back, follow them up, and bring them in. But I also believe, and this is what I want to get to, that this verse could be very easily applied to parents. The Bible says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. You see, as a pastor, I only play a small part in people's lives. But as a parent to my three, soon to be four, well, we have four, just one isn't born yet. But my four children, we play the biggest part in their life about whether or not they're going to walk in the truth, because it's our job to teach them. It's our job to raise them. I think about my own life. There's no way I'd be here without my mom. Now, physically, yes, there's no way I would be here without my mom, right? She had to give birth to me. But also, spiritually, there's no way I would be here because I had a mom that loved me, a mom that prayed for me, and a mom that taught me some things, a mom that led me to Christ, and a mom that kept me in church even when I didn't want to go. And I'd be not here if it was not for her. So tonight, I want to just speak of no greater joy. And I want to just give three quick thoughts tonight. The main word in this passage that we just read, there's one word that is repeated six times in this book. And it's the main word, the main theme of this book. Did you catch it when we were reading? Look at verse 4 again. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. The word truth is repeated six times in this passage of Scripture, in this short book of 14 verses. It's about the truth. I want to give you three quick thoughts to the parents, and then, of course, if you're a Sunday school teacher, others that can apply to you as well. First of all, parents, teach your children the truth. Teach them the truth. Teach them the truth. This is the first step. Listen, you have to know the truth in order to walk in the truth. Think about this. What is plastered on every billboard we see as we drive? What is sold to us on every sitcom on television? What is told to our children in public school textbooks? What is heard on the news every time you turn the TV on? It's all the same thing. It's called lies. That's what they hear. Everywhere they go, we hear lies. We see lies on billboards. Drink this and you'll be happy. Do this and you'll be cool. Hey, take this and you'll be popular. We hear lies all the time. May I encourage you and remind you and challenge parents in here, teach your children, teach your grandchildren the truth of the Word of God. I read an article recently, and I don't even know how I got to this article, but I saw this article, and I thought, you know, I'm going to read this. And I think because the title caught my attention, it was about finding your purpose. And I began to read the article, and the guy started like this. He used an illustration at the beginning. He said, there's an old story of a man who finds a treasure in a field. And I thought, I've heard this story before. It's from the Bible. And he began to tell the story. There's an old story of a man who finds a treasure in his field and buries it and goes and sells all that he has and comes back. And he was saying it as if it was just some folk story. And then for the rest of what he was saying about finding your treasure and finding your purpose, he was funny, he was using the Bible and not knowing it. But for the rest of his entire article that I read of what he was saying about finding your purpose, everything he said, everything he went on to say was the exact opposite of what the Bible says. And I read it and I thought, this man is an author of several books. This man has hundreds of thousands of people that read what he puts online every week. And he just told them something that was the complete opposite of what God's word says. And I thought to myself, what in the world are people learning? What is he teaching his followers? It amazes me sometimes how parents can allow their kids to be taught lies but expect them to live the truth. No, we have to teach the truth. Sunday school teachers, teach your kids the truth. Give them the truth. Adult Sunday school teachers, teach the adults the truth. People don't come to church to hear lies. They come to hear truth. Can I say secondly? So parents, teach your children the truth, but can I say secondly? Teach your children how to walk in the truth. Teach your children how to walk in the truth. How to live out the truth that they know. Listen, it's one thing to have the truth. It's one thing to know the truth. It's another thing to walk in the truth. When I was 6 years old in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, my mom witnessed to me and showed me from the Bible how I could know for sure I was going to heaven. I knew I was a sinner. I knew I didn't deserve heaven. But she said, you can trust Christ as your Savior right now, and you can be saved forever. And I knelt beside my bed that day, and I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. But you know what? After that, I didn't walk in the truth for a while. As a teenager especially, I did not walk in the truth. But before my senior year, I began to learn as some people took the Bible and showed me how I could walk in the truth. Parents, can I say this? The best way for you to teach your children to walk in the truth is by example. Is by example. I want my kids to be faithful to church. Well, then you be faithful to church. I want my kids to be honest. How were your taxes last year? Were they honest? I want my kids to know the Bible. Then teach them yourself. I want my kids to know how to pray. I want my kids to be obedient to authority. Then be the example. Be the example. I believe the example is important, but training is important too. It's so important. We've trained our kids before. I remember a year or two ago, I brought my kids into the living room and I sat them down and I said, okay, I'm not liking how we're saying hi to people. You know, it should be, you look at them in the face, you smile, you shake their hands, or you dap them up or whatever. No, I'm kidding. You shake their hands, you know? And I said, I want to teach you how to do this. So I said, okay, I'm going to come in, and I showed them and I trained them how to do it. Okay, even little Silas. And, you know, you look at them, and folks, they're a work in progress, okay? We're not perfect. Give us a break. Anyway, and so I'll go by, and I shook their hands, and so I said, you know, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go out. I'm going to come in. I'm going to address you, and this is what you're going to say. And so I went into their room, and they have all these, you know, dress-up things. And I went in, and I dressed up, and I put, like, this huge, you know, stuffed, like, my shirt full of, like, pillows and stuff. And I came out, you know, put, like, a wig on or whatever and some face Hulk mask or something, you know, and walked out, and I kept coming back, and I made a game of it. You know, we're teaching them, and so we're teaching them. I said, you know, okay, now I'm a guy with bad breath, and I'm going to come out, and I'm going to shake your hands, and you are not allowed to say anything about that bad breath. It was probably true, actually, and I don't know, but anyway, I walked out, and I shook my son's hand. I said, hey, how are you? And he goes, good to meet you, sir. I believe you could use a mint. I said, okay, I think we got a little bit more training to do, but we're on the right track. Good. When you begin to, training your children is where you will find such a reward, because you're teaching them how to walk in the truth. Lastly tonight, hey, parents, let's teach our kids the truth. Let's teach our kids how to walk in the truth. Train them. Exemplify it. Show them. And then lastly, teach your children to value the truth. To value the truth. It's important. Listen, when I think about my kids, I am not a perfect parent. I strive. I read books. I try to be a better dad. I know I lack. I know I have to work on things. But I tell you one thing is very clear in my mind. I would rather them live for Jesus than money any day of the week. Any day of the week. I want them to value truth over money. Why? Riches are vanity. They get themselves wings and fly away. They come and go, and no amount of money produces a joy and happiness. Don't teach your kids to chase money. Teach them to seek the truth and to know God. Jesus Christ is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Can I encourage you to value this book in your home? Value it. Teach it. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to teach your children about right and wrong. Read a couple verses. Have some family altar time and say, this is what the Bible says here. Children, we're learning it together. The Bible says, don't do this, do that. Let's talk about that. And spend that time teaching them the Word of God. Listen, it is not my job to teach your children the Bible. It is your job. It's not your job to teach my kids the Bible. That's my job. Now, I'm to supplement. We're to help you. Our Sunday school teachers and me and everyone else here, we're going to help you. But let's teach our kids the Bible. I close with this, one of my favorite quotes. I don't even know why, this is humorous to me. Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill said, a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to put its pants on. Lies spread so easily, so fast. They're disseminated so quickly. But truth, that's what's going to endure. Let's teach our kids the truth. Let's teach our kids how to walk in the truth, how to live the truth, and let's teach our kids to value the truth, to want the truth.